Hey guys, welcome to my new and awesome tutorial, and this is gonna be on oh my god. Don't worry guys, it's just a joke. This is actually my new tutorial, and what you are looking at is the preview of the end result. And I know this is an old prank, but I don't think there's a game tutorial for it yet, so I figured I'd make one. So let's start with the actual tutorial, and the first thing you need to do is make a screenshot of the screen you're gonna play this prank on. And you can even make a screenshot inside of GIMP, so go to File, Create, and click on Screenshot. And then this little window will pop up and you need to click Grab the whole screen, and then just click Grab. And it will automatically paste into GIMP here. And now we need an image with a crack on it, and I found it on this website, and I will leave a link in the description. There we go. And this is by Superstar Stock, and they want you to credit them and leave a link to your final work if you use this image. So do that if you use the image. And then click on download image to get the whole one, and then the whole big size one will be on your screen, and right click it and click copy image. I'm closing this one. And we're back in GIMP. And in here we're gonna go to edit. Oops, edit, paste this, new layer. And this takes a bit because my computer is slow. And there we go, it's pasted. But as you can see, the image is far too big, so we need to resize it. Make sure you're on the correct layer. Then go to layer, scale layer. And in here you need to untick these links here. Make sure they are not linked anymore. And then fill in your screen resolution. There we go. That's mine, and click scale. And now it will be the same size as your background image. But it's on the wrong size. It's in the right hand corner. So what we're gonna do is go to our alignment tool in the toolbox. And then click here once on the image in the right hand corner, and then in your toolbox, in your tool options, align center of target button once, and the button below it, align middle of target button once. And now it's nicely on the image. And what we're gonna do now is use one of the layer modes in the layer dialog, but I'm not gonna put it on the layer mode just yet, but I'm gonna use screen later. And that will mean that everything that's black is transparent and everything that's white will be visible. So what we're going to try to do is use color corrections to make these bits in between the cracks black. And first of all, we have to make this image black and white by going to color desaturate. And now we've got a black and white image. And now I'm going to go to colors curves. And I'm going to put curve to about here. Something like this. So a lot of the background is already black, and I'm gonna click OK. And now I'm gonna go to my layers and my modes and set the mode to screen to see how far I've got so far. So most of it is already transparent except for the crack, but there are some things that need to be fixed up. So here is a white spot, and on top is a white spot. And we can't get rid of the white spot on top, so those will remain as lighting effects. But we can get rid of most of it. And first thing we're gonna do is go to colors, brightness and contrast. And we're gonna set the contrast to about 23, something like that, 24, and that's okay. So as you can see, the bottom bit is already completely fixed. And now we're gonna fix the top bit a little bit. Can't fix it completely, but we can make it look better. And we're gonna go to our lesser tool here. And make a selection around the top bit where it's white. And make sure you make a white selection. Not too close to the edges, something like this. And then click on the beginning point again to create your selection. And now we're gonna go to colors, curves. And we're gonna pull this down a bit, so this is just a little bit darker and it's less visible. Then just click OK. Now we're gonna go to select, invert, or press Ctrl I on your keyboard. And now the bottom half is selected, and what we're gonna do is go to colors, curves again, I'm going to make this look a little bit more pronounced, the crack in the middle. And we're going to do that by just pulling this up a little bit. As you can see, it's just getting a little bit wider and more, looks more like a crack. So I'm going to click OK. And now I'm almost done. All I need to do is go to select None. And now it's done. And now all you need to do is save it as a JPEG file and set it as a desktop background to actually do the prank on someone. So here we've got the end result, and I hope you liked this tutorial, and if you did, then watch my other videos, like my tutorial by clicking the like button, and subscribe, and thank you for watching!